Okay. Hello, Santi. Welcome. Nice to see you.
Nice to see you too. It's been ages.
It's been a long time. It's been a
you
long time.
You look younger.
Oh,
Matthew, what are you doing?
Where are your glasses? Well, welcome everybody to the Train Lang pod today. I'm really happy to be joined by Santi. And whenever I've done a pod with you, Santi, you're always in a different country. So where are you today?
I am at my mom's house, my mom's country. I'm in Spain. You can tell by the sun, you know? I mean, I have a light here, but there is more sun. Like yesterday was an awful day in the UK. It was like so rainy and wet and dark. And I was telling my friends, you should be in Spain.
And precisely in Barcelona, no?
Oh, yes.
Oh.
It's paradise on earth.
Fantastic. Well, hopefully you'll be able to concentrate on the pod, even though you're surrounded by those.
At least I will have fun, that's for sure.
Hey, very good, Sandy, very good. Well, listen, I got to start with the welcome to our listeners, our viewers. Bienvenidos a los podcasts de Train Lang. Do you like my British Spanish accent?
I love it. You sound like an actor, like Gustavo Fring.
Oh, kind of. Wow. Pues mira, un poquito más, como te gusta tanto, aquí tienes un poquito más. Aprende inglés con episodios diseñados para personas ocupadas como tú, Santi. Avanza rápidamente y domina el idioma en solo unos minutos al día. ¿Te suena bien?
Me suena fantástico. Pues sí, sobre todo porque no tengo mucho tiempo.
Claro, estás en casa de mamá, estás ocupado,
¿no? Muy ocupado.
Comiendo. Pues mira, amigo, nuestras clases con el método único tienen las mejores reseñas de academies en Google. Pruébalas gratis.
Muy bien, very good.
Tu futuro está solo un podcast de distancia.
Wow.
Tú también puedes hablar español.
You need to record audiobooks and stuff like that, Very, very good. Very sexy.
Bueno, let's leave. Santi.
That's why we have so many listeners, I think.
It's great for sleeping. If you have insomnia, I can help you. Santi, what are we going to be talking about in the pod today?
Today, we're going to talk about the second conditional and how to ask and answer questions in the second conditional.
Okay.
What is the second conditional? How do we use it? We will see it today. What is the difference between second and first and zero and third?
Oh man. You know, I always think it sounds really complicated. Conditional, second, third, but actually it's a piece of cake.
It's easier than when it sounds. It sounds like maths, but then it's not like maths at all.
Fantastic. And to start us off, we have a dialogue between me and you, Santi. And it's all about questions. So let's dive into it. Let's see where this takes us, Santi. Are you ready?
I am always ready. Well, not really.
You were born ready. Yeah. Hey, Santi, you look really focused. What are you up to?
Hi, my friend sent me this personality quiz and I'm completing it on my phone.
Ah, I love those, Santi. It's always interesting to see how accurate they are.
If you want, we can complete it with your answers and then see if it's any good.
Okay, sounds like a plan. What's the first question?
So the first question is, if you could have any superpower, what would it be?
Oh, that's a classic, Santi. I don't even have to think about that one. If I could have any superpower, it would be to stop space and time.
What? Why? Why that one?
Yeah, that's a bit freaky, no? I don't know who wrote this dialogue, Santi. Stefan, what's going on, man? Okay.
Come on, being invisible.
Get back into character. If I were able to stop space and time, I wouldn't have to be in a hurry to do things. For example, Santi, every morning after my alarm went off, I'd be able to stop time and continue sleeping for as long as I wanted.
Actually, that makes sense.
Or if I went to a really nice place on holiday, like, I don't know, Barcelona. I could just stay there longer using my superpowers.
This is so silly. I can see you have spent a lot of time thinking about this. Okay, let's go for the next question. Where would you go if you won a prize, travel anywhere with all expenses paid for?
Oh, man, Sandy, all expenses paid for. Okay, well, I would travel probably to, I don't know, the Philippines, maybe Thailand.
That sounds good. Yeah, I think I would too. I would go island hopping, try all the different types of food and have those amazing famous messages they give and massages they give. Yes.
Oh, yeah. Sounds amazing. Sounds amazing.
Messages.
Well, you know, it's kind of similar. Yeah. Sandy, kind of what's the next question? Hit me with the next question.
The next question is, what animal would you be if you had to choose?
Oh, man. We got to
I think Stefan write this one.
I know. Is it
Stefan?
What's he really drinking? Like, he's got to stop doing these podcasts at midnight. You know, when he can't sleep. Oh, okay. Anyway. Well,
it was good. But we should do a pause now. And because this podcast, if you're listening and you really enjoy it and you don't want to miss one podcast, you have to subscribe. Tenéis que suscribiros si os gustan los podcasts. Have you subscribed to this podcast?
Do you like
to watch yourself?
Awkward question. Yes, of course, I did.
You haven't. Liar.
Oh, Santi, that wasn't in the script. That wasn't in the script.
Well, you don't want to watch. Do you want to see Stefan doing his podcast? I see it. They have better things to do. No, but it's very important because it doesn't matter if you listen to the podcast on YouTube, on LinkedIn, on Twitch. It's very good to know when will happen. And also, we want to remind our listeners to leave us a like because, yes, that's always very important. Así que, sí, no olvides de suscribiros y darnos un like si disfrutáis de nuestros podcasts. Aprovechamos también para decir que existen los podcasts tanto en inglés como en chino como en japonés. Así que, si queréis aprender otro idioma con nosotros en Trainlang o en Hanyu, Chinese School, ya sabes cómo hacerlo.
Oh, qué bueno, Santi. ¿Eh? Me encanta escucharte en español. Aunque ya tienes un acento escocés ahí, un poquito.
Ah, really? not really. I hope. I wish I had a Scottish accent. They sound good. Or at least an Irish accent, like my wife. But what I notice is that Scottish people and Irish people, they speak dumb English with me. Like, they slow it down. Like, when they speak with each other, they speak faster with an accent. With me, they speak like, hello, my name is... How are you today?
Yeah. Santi, wow.
So at this point, I will learn.
Thank you for that. That's nice. I like your sales technique as well. Really, really nice. Fantastic. Okay, well, we better get back to the script because if not, I'm going to be in trouble here. So lots of those questions that you asked me in that personality quiz are formed using the second conditional, Santi. But what are the ingredients in making the second conditional? Well, there's two clauses, no? Two clauses that we have to use. The first one, although we can swap them around, but anyway, let's say the first one, the if clause, if with our verb in past simple. Okay, good. Sandy, what's the second clause that we need?
So if we start with the if, we need to then put a comma and separate the clauses. So if the if clause is the first one, then we put comma. And then the second clause, we would use would or wouldn't and the verb in infinitive. Fantastic. So it would be if past simple, comma, and would, wouldn't, and infinitive.
It's a piece of cake, Santi. Eh? It's pan comido. No problem. No problem. We got this.
We forgot to take out the subscribe to our channel.
Oh, okay. That's fine. Just, you know, yeah, leaving it there to try and increase our marketing power.
Yeah, more. Subscribe more.
let's take it up. Thank you, Santi. Very good. Good. Okay. Well, listen, we have got 20 questions prepared by Stefan. Let's do one or two of these. And maybe we can also just describe and explain the structure of
exactly, yeah.
Okay. So let me dive in first, Santi. What would be a good one for you? Okay. Right. I know you're deep into sci-fi, no? I think you...
I really like sci-fi, yes.
So, Santi, if you could possess any fictional character's trait, which one would you choose?
Oh, fictional. It has to be fictional. That's difficult.
Who do you identify with most? In Star Wars, who you connect?
Normally, the characters I like, they're villains, you know, they're not very good. And I like them because, you know, I can't imitate them, like Macbeth or Othello. They're not good. That's why I like them, because they make me feel better. So yeah, I don't know. I like, for example, fictional character. I really like Hamlet because he's very good at talking to himself.
Oh, okay.
And I think knowing how to talk to oneself is very important. It's healthy, but also doing it in such a artistic manner. He speaks so well, you know. Useful. I don't know.
You're bringing the culture to this pod. You're just elevating.
It's the only good character that I can think of. Like the rest are all villains.
I was thinking of Yoda or Darth Vader.
Oh, man.
But no, boom.
But do you want any good trait of Yoda or, I don't know, jumping around? That's the only thing he does, jumping around and speaking weirdly. I don't know.
Yeah, he needs to subscribe to the Train Lang pods to improve his verb collocations. Okay, good. So that question, if you could, we had the if clause with could in our past simple. And the would you choose in infinitive.
Okay. So if I could possess any fictional character trait, I would be Hamlet. Yes.
You'd be Hamlet. Oh, Santi, I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you. Okay. Have you got a question for me?
And then kill people. Like Hamlet, yeah. Yes, I have one. And I think this is an interesting one. Oh. So if you could have any hobby or interest without limitations, what would you pursue?
Wow, that's a good one. If you could have any hobby without limitations.
And I would think limitations of time, because that's the biggest limitation, I would say.
Not legal limitations, like importing hash.
Well, if you want to think about that, I would think about more about time. You want to do some illegal hobbies?
There's a few hobbies that I would like to try, but I'm legally not able to. Okay. I guess traveling, Santi. I'd like to travel. I mean, how many countries have you visited?
People think that I've traveled to more countries than I've been. I haven't counted. My wife has like an app that counts all of them. She's very competitive about this. Yes.
I mean, but it's got to be more than... I'm guessing more than 10 for you, at least.
Oh, yes, yes. And more than 20.
More than 20.
Yeah, but I don't know. I don't keep count of this, yes. But you like traveling. I prefer moving to countries more than traveling. Because
like
when
to
you
live.
Move, yes, when you move in the to the country, like when you live there, you just, that changes you as a person. Whereas when you go as a tourist, it's just more superficial. It doesn't really affect you that much. It's more like, yeah, entertainment only.
Okay. Wow, Santi.
Well, I don't know.
You know.
I'm so deep this morning.
You take the pod to another level. I don't know what your mum is. What did your mum give you for breakfast this morning?
Bread And fuet. Do you know what fuet is? Fuet. Yes.
Although it's not my...
And cacao lat.
Oh, man. Look at that. That's the reason. This is where the Macbeth and moving to countries comes from. I like it. Santi, what was the structure of that question you asked me?
So the question was, if, and then in the past tense, we talk about could. So if you could have any hobby or any interest without any limitation, and then the next clause is comma, what would you do? So what would you pursue? So it's the first clause, if, past tense, comma, and then would, wouldn't, and infinitive.
Hey, thank you, Santi. Fantastic. And all of these questions using the second conditional are pretty much impossible. They're like imaginary situations, though, because it's unlikely that we're going to be able to do any.
It's hypothetical. If you had these imaginary situations, what would you do in that imaginary situation? Yes.
Okay.
Well, it's good to dream, eh?
It's good to dream. It's free.
Good exercise.
It's free. Yeah. Okay. Listen, we're running out of time. Let me hit you with one last question, Santi. Okay.
Hit me.
This is a good one. And I have no idea what you're going to say to this because you're on this kind of cultural nirvana this morning. So who knows what we're going to get from this one. Okay. Santi, if you could have dinner with any person, living or dead, who would it be?
Well, that's a very easy question.
Yeah?
With a very living person, I hope, with my wife. Yes.
Oh, man.
If I could have dinner with anyone, living or alive, of course, with my wife.
Unbelievable. Oh. I suppose she's watching this. No.
No. I don't let her.
Santi, I tell you what, I mean, after Macbeth, and then, you know, moving to countries rather than visiting, I was expecting something very romantic. Yeah, very
I'm not. I'm very superficial. I just can't think of anything. I don't like, yes, superheroes.
Okay. So the structure for that question was the same as we've been looking at. If you could, so if with past simple, and then who would it be? So would and the verb be in the infinitive. Oh, man. Santi, I think we've nailed the second conditional.
I think it was very easy.
It was a piece of cake, yeah.
Piece of cake, totally. Piece of cake. We can have the cake and eat it.
But Santi, I'm left wanting more. I'm left wanting more, my friend. What can I do?
Well, if you want more, maybe besides this podcast, which are very interesting and very entertaining, you can also learn English or any other language www.trainline.com. Podéis estudiar, aprender inglés, otros idiomas, porque tenemos el campus también en francés, alemán, italiano, portugués, el idioma que queráis, en trainline.com. Y si queréis aprender otros idiomas, como chino, japonés, coreano, también. En Trainline tendréis un acceso para Hanyu Chinese School y podéis aprender idiomas. La metodología es... se adapta a vuestras necesidades, así que si tenéis más tiempo, menos tiempo, o necesitáis aprender de una manera u otra, nos adaptamos a cómo vaya bien a los alumnos a aprender.
Hey, very good. Santi, if you could learn a language with Hanyu Trainline, which language would you learn?
I would love to learn Japanese, but I really don't have time. I really love Japanese culture and everything, but... yes, I wish I could do it. Actually, I have access to the campus. No, I don't do it. I already have access. It's terrible. I need a life.
Oh, man. You got to move out of your mum's house. You cannot continue living in your mum's house.
This is giving me a hard time.
This is unbelievable.
You should know.
Santi, thank you very much. I always enjoy podding with you. And it's on crack.
Dumas. See you next time, very soon.
See you next time. See you later. Stefan, improve the script, man.
No, it's amazing, Stefan. We love you.
See you later.